Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
You can email us lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. That's what Kelly Matthews did. Kelly's with me on the line today from Dublin because you're having some issues with regards to your housing estate, Kelly. What's going on?
Really we got in contact because we want to highlight the issue of road safety or lack of in our estate. We're in Beresford and Donabate. So the developer, who obviously we won't name, they have been promising us basically for the last 2.5 years that road surfacing, speed ramps and, you know, signs and stuff like that would be implemented. But in the last 2.5 years, we have tried so many times to contact them and we just keep getting the same response. The speed bumps will be started, the road works will be started within the next couple of weeks. And we kind of just were fobbed off a couple of times with that kind of answer, which we weren't satisfied with. And then we kind of started having some near misses with some of the kids on the street. So that's when we contacted our local councillor, Karina Johnson, who has been a really good help. She's been contacting Fingal County Council on our behalf to try and get some answers. So the Fingal County Council are basically saying that they're waiting on the drawings from the developer before they can do any kind of work or take the estate over. The road needs to be finished.
Nice. And just give me, sorry, Kelly, to cut across you for a moment. I just want to get a sort of a picture in my head of the estate. How big is it, first of all? How many houses are we talking about?
So the estate is huge. God, there's over 1,000 houses, I would say. We're all the way down the back. And so basically, if you can picture, we're on a green, right? That's a big square green and all the houses are built around that green. Okay. One side of that square has a through road. It's roughly about 200 metres long and it's along that road. So that's where people are kind of driving straight through our section of the estate to get to their houses and out of the estate. So there's one way in, one way out. This is a through road that goes through one side of the green where the children are all playing. So that's where we want the speed bumps implemented, is along that stretch of road, because once they get around the corner to the start of this stretch of road, there's so much space for them to be able to accelerate and pick up speed. So there's delivery drivers, you've got, you know.
Well, sure, if you check, there's probably an average a car at every house. And if there's 1,000 houses, that's 1,000 cars having to pass up and down this road, Kelly, that you say everybody coming in or out of the estate has to drive through.
Exactly, yeah. Now, because we're all the way down the back, you know, the number of cars is probably a little bit less had we been at the front. But at the front of the estate, they have their speed bumps implemented. They have their speed bumps and there was measures taken that the estate was built in such a way that the roads are kind of curved and there's not many through roads, basically. Like, that was a safety measure that they took, except for this one bit down the back where the roads just haven't been finished. Now, not only that, like the point of safety, not just the safety for the children, but the curbs are also, we measured them, the curbs are 25 centimetres high. That's nearly the length of a ruler. That's how high the curbs are still. There's still downward slopes on the roads. There's drainage issues and all this kind of thing.
There's other issues and maybe there'd be a snag list done. But really your concern today, Kelly, is, and it's not even just, I suppose, with this estate. I'm sure there'll be other listeners getting in touch as well. The email's lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. I suppose really the question is, and I'm sure they'll come to your estate too, whether or not housing estates should have to have ramps to reduce speed.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. As I say, with the delivery drivers and the speed that can be picked up from one end of the road to the next. And I live bang in the middle of that road and I have 3 kids. We did have an incident in March where a car, you know, probably was going a little bit fast, had to jam on the brakes, and my son was nearly hit by a car. That was in March. And then last week we had an incident with another one of the kids on my side of the road. I live on the other side of the road from the green. So my kids have to cross that section of road.
So you can you see it all, Kelly?
Oh, every day, every single day. I've even taken registrations, like I'm driven demented with it. But we also had then 2 days ago, Emer will tell you now, her son was, he stepped out onto the road. And again, it was just like one of those frightening moments.
Now, well, actually, Emer's with me. Let me bring Emer in, Kelly, and thanks for raising this with us. What nearly happened, I suppose, Emer, to your son?
Yeah, so he was out playing as they always do in the nice sunshine that we're getting this in the last few weeks. And he was just, as kids do, he's 5, he followed his friend across the road and he said that he looked, but he's 5, God love him, like maybe the look he did wasn't good enough. But he stepped out onto the road and the driver had to slam on the brakes to stop from hitting him. And the driver herself was quite shaken up and went into one of the houses. It wasn't our house. It was one of the other small kids' mums that she knocked into, and she just let her know that he'd nearly been hit by a car. But it's so frightening because it can happen to a grown-up, it can happen to a child, but it's just the person who's actually going to be really badly injured here is a small child. Like, it's going to do a lot more damage to a 5-year-old, to a 9-year-old, than it's going to do to me as a 36-year-old woman. Do you know what I mean? It's just so frightening. And we can teach the kids road safety till the cows come home. But the real issue, as Kelly was mentioning, is that long stretch of road. There's none like it in the estate apart from that stretch. It's the longest stretch of road that has no safety like calming measures for traffic calming measures.
And I know,
and the fact we've had so many instances of this, it's just terrifying. Yeah.
And I know people will say, because I can see even the messages coming in, you know, the kids, like, the roads aren't for playing on, the kids shouldn't be playing in the road. I suppose they're not. They're trying to cross over to get their way to the green. And do you have a garden in the front?
And that's the playing space.
Have you a front garden that's fenced in or anything, or a gate, or you do separately?
We have a front garden that is, like, it's not a garden, it's just a drive space where the cars go. There's no green in the front of it. But, like, I would challenge people saying that, the roads are not for playing on. I'd love to see how everybody else grew up that would be saying that. But at the end of the day, my kids, I'm absolutely delighted my kids don't want to be attached to a screen. I want my kids out playing in the sunshine, and they have a right to be safe in their own housing estate. So yes, there is an onus on us as parents to make sure that they're using the road responsibly. But there's also an onus on drivers. There's an onus, and it's in our contracts. We should have the road finished. Now, you know what I mean? We're living here since 2021.
Yeah, to be fair,
like, the last 2.5 years we've pushed it.
Okay.
Like, Kelly has been leading the charge, thankfully.
And I accept that. And if there was a commitment given, and perhaps that'll happen. We have reached out to the developer in question. But aside from that, you know, there's also an onus on those driving the cars. I mean, like, the developer can put down 50 speed ramps, you know, every couple of metres. The onus is on the person behind the wheel to make sure that they're not speeding.
It totally is, yeah. But put it this way, if you're hit by a car going at 40 kilometres per hour, it's going to do a lot more damage than somebody going 10 who's crossing a speed bump.
So it's speed bumps that you think. And I'm curious, Emer, in other estates nearby, you know, when you're over visiting family and friends, like, you nearly see speed bumps now, don't you, in pretty much all estates? I mean, sure, there are a lot of towns as well.
Sure, they're in the first half of our estate, which is what makes it even more frustrating. So half of the reason given is they're saying that they need to hand over to the council before they can finish certain things. But sure, they've done it in the other half of the estate. So it doesn't make sense to me I don't find that a reasonable response.
Okay. Labour councillor Corina Johnston, who was mentioned a few moments ago. Corina, you're a councillor in the Rush Lusk area of Dublin. You know, across all estates, do we need speed ramps, Corina?
Well, I think you'll see speed ramps in large developments. So this development has a kind of one way in and one way out. So you will see, particularly in large developments, speed ramps. And I suppose the difficulty with this development is there was a number of phases in the development. So phase one has already been taken in charge with Fingal County Council. That's why the speed ramps in phase one. This is phase two. And I suppose the difficulty is here, there is a public open space area. Children are crossing the road to play in the green with their friends. And there's a big, long stretch of road, as the two ladies alluded to there. And there is supposed to be a raised table on that stretch of road. The difficulty is the process for taking in charge is quite lengthy. And that's no excuse. It's unacceptable that there are delays. But I am getting so many calls from residents and so many developments all across Donabate, you know, out in Garrettstown, Old Town, where we're seeing this happening all the time. So what's happening is developers are not finishing the estates. They're not. I suppose the process is that when an estate is nearly complete, the developer has to apply to Fingal County Council for the council to take the estate in charge.
Mm. And how long is that waiting list, Karina?
Well,
because I've heard it's years.
It could be year and a half. But I mean, but the developer, the onus is on the developer to carry out the outstanding works, as in the speed ramp. There's a playground to be provided, a second playground to be provided as part of this development as well. So the onus is on the developer. Now, Fingal County Council is very fair to them, because I've been in contact with the officials on a regular basis in relation to this development. They have been in contact with the developer, and the developer has been engaging with them the last number of months. But the process itself is very, very slow. and the onus is really on the developer to carry out his obligations in terms of planning conditions, because this is a plan. These are planning conditions in his planning permission, and they have to be. You know, they have to ensure that they're followed through on.
Nothing to say that won't happen, but do we have any idea when that will be carried out, Karina?
Well, what the developer has said in the last couple of days in correspondence with everybody involved really is that he's hoping to start. There's a whole final layer of tarmac that has to be put across the road, and that obviously will impact then the curbs. I know that the ladies were talking about the curbs are very high. That is correct. And as part of that, then they're saying they will install the speed tables. They're telling us 5 weeks or so. So look, I suppose we're at this point last year, and I suppose and I understand the concerns of the residents, because we were told a year ago, but there's other, like, they have to carry out, as part of a take in charge process, surveys of drains as well. So there's
other issues. Okay. But this is, I suppose, really in particular in relation to road safety and speed safety and ensuring that, you know, ramps that have been promised will be put in place in an effort to try and reduce speed. Rosanna Brennan is with me on the line today, because Rosanna, this is something I know from talking to you over the years, this is something that you've campaigned long and hard about for Jake's Law in relation to your own little boy.
Hi, I'm listening in, and I feel like exactly everything that's been talked about was like our house and estate. So that person talking for the council, it's not the developer, the council is supposed to push this. The council sit back till it's too long. They're supposed to be the one imposing this and not letting them move on to the one phase or getting more planning permission till they finish them. There's bonds in place that the council can start recalling and make them start using for this work. So it's given me a bit of deja vu and my face is shaky, because again, the council keep running at times and they won't do nothing until my situation. My son was playing on a sunny day like this, for anyone that doesn't know. He was 6, and I got those horrible messages that those women are getting, saying the kid shouldn't be playing on the street. My young lad wasn't. We were in a cul-de-sac. He was crossing to a little green and he was knocked down. I was standing there, but that's not here nor there. I taught him the rules of the road, but I was there 99% of the time with him, because also his 3-year-old brother would want to play. But I think a 6-year-old should be allowed cross to a green in a cul-de-sac and play. Why do these greens and this road that these little kids have to cross over to? Like, but what I learned after it is that our roads back then, and most, some still are, they were 50 kilometres. And the driver in our case in a cul-de-sac was estimated by the guards doing 47.9 in a cul-de-sac.
But
her
you've
own
been
words were you, she dragged, you, no, sorry, so, but she didn't stop on her brakes.
Okay.
He dragged my baby.
Can I
and
just
my
ask,
baby died in my arms. And people have to remember that these things happen. And like, just from listening for a minute, is the first step, and this is from the RSA, is you impose the lower speed limits. Then you have to put safety measures. Yeah, we know it can't be policed. Mm. But you have to put these measures in place. People have a right. They have a right to play. Elderly or me or you have a right to go out and get in our car without someone flying past and worrying about being hit in a cul-de-sac. I'm not talking about main roads, not a cul-de-sac, sorry, in a house and estate. This issue isn't about main roads, there's different laws for this. But our house and estates are not just for cars. Do you know what I mean? They're for all of us. Sorry, now I'm just a bit passionate about it.
No, of course, Sharon. And why wouldn't you be? You're talking about your little boy, you're talking about Jake, and I know from talking to you before, you know, Rosanna, that this is something you are very passionate about, and you've campaigned long and hard for this, and you know, I understand completely. It's a difficult thing for you to talk about. Stay with me, because I want to bring in Angus Kennedy, I think. Angus, you're very welcome. You're a senior travel officer with Green Schools, is that right?
Hi, how's it going? Yeah, good. I work with Ontashka's Green Schools Travel Programme, and we're encouraging students to be able to walk to school and cycle to school in a safe manner.
So you've been listening to Kelly and Emer and Rosanna there talking about their situation. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, and it's terribly frustrating, isn't it? I feel these things are an equity issue, and we've it's not just me, myself and our colleagues have felt that for many years. We find it very difficult to bring about change when it comes to getting people to walk and cycle more. And a lot of it is around about safety. So a few years ago, 4 years ago, we did a big comprehensive survey of 750 different speed points around the country. A whole load of different sides.
You can hear me all right, Angus, you can. Angus, are you there? No, is Angus gone? No, can't hear Angus. I don't know what happened there. We'll try and get Angus back. I think we've got David with us on the line. David, good afternoon.
Good evening.
What have I got?
I suppose I just echo Kelly and Emer's points at the very start there regarding the safety concerns. I live two doors down from Kelly on that straight stretch of road as well, which is quite dangerous.
This is in Donabate.
In Beresford Avenue here in Donabate. Just one thing to add to the girls' points as well is a lot of the houses will only have room for, let's say, two cars max. So a lot of maybe visitors will park on the roadside as well, which kind of adds a further blind spot to drivers and kids alike. And I think that's what was the nature of one of the close calls there recently. I suppose 30 kilometres an hour, we can enforce that as much as we can, but on a straight stretch of road here, the likes of delivery drivers, Amazon drivers, the likes, they do pick up speed naturally, and we just need a commitment from the developer to actually put in the speed bumps. I'd like to add as well, I think I read recently where kids are statistically more likely to get severely injured or fatally hurt by SUVs, and we see so many SUVs on the roads these days as well. And
yeah,
I suppose like that, a lot of the people in this estate have young families, and a lot of them have SUVs, family people carriers, the likes as well. So that's just a concern as well.
But oh yeah, look, and I know. And if you thought that this, you know, if you were told it was coming, you want it there, and particularly given the good weather that we've had over the last couple of weeks, I've no doubt, and heading into the summer holidays as well, you want to be able to let your kids go outside and to play in the front garden or park that is there as a designated area for them to do that. Where do you go, Kelly, with the campaign now? Like, where do you go with this?
Is we just want a date, and we want a commitment. As David said, it's not just since the weather is nice that this is happening. Like, we first got in contact with the developer about this, so we've been living there for 4.5 years, and it's been 2.5 years since we first started kind of, you know, really strongly campaigning for us. And the response that we were getting was that I was actually told 2 years ago that the work was going to start in 6 weeks' time.
Okay,
and
so
I know another couple of neighbours who've been in touch. We keep being told a couple of weeks, oh, this has to be done and that has to be done. And the developer even went as far as to say, oh, sure, it's in our best interest to get the roads finished. Once we hand over to Fingal County Council,
And you mentioned, sorry to cut across you, Kelly, just Karina, you mentioned that you've been speaking to those involved, and you mentioned, was it a 6 week wait?
Yes, so they're talking about 6 weeks now that they're hoping to start in 5 or 6 weeks' time. So
right.
I mean, I'm going to keep pushing Fingal County Council and the builder to ensure this, and that we've been doing this. It's very frustrating.
Yeah. I've no doubt. Can hear the frustration.
I mean, it's unacceptable because, unfortunately, if you knew the area, there's a public open space right in the middle of the estate, and the children are crossing the road. So it's an accident waiting to happen. So have to put in the ramps as quickly as possible.
Well, if you've been told 6 weeks, come back to us in 5.5 weeks, Karina, and let me know if there's any change or any update, and we might chat to you again. Karina Johnson, Labour Councillor. David Emer, Kelly Matthews, thanks a million, Kelly, for getting in touch. And Roseanne Brennan as well, of course, campaigning for Jake's Law, mum of Jake. Thanks a million for your time as well on the programme. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.